the ticket.
All right, I've been saving this for a while, but it's okay because it's 50 years old. I read the newspaper, but I read the 1975 newspaper. And I'm always taken by the idea that somebody somewhere is offended that they don't know how to explain this to their kids, right? See something out there. What am I supposed to tell my kids about this? How am I supposed to make this make sense to them? And we might think that's kind of a modern thing where maybe that's been said for 10 years or 20. But surely people didn't know how to say things and explain things that were in the newspaper to their kids 50 years ago.
No.
This week. What do you know about Texas A&I besides Daryl Green? Do you know anything else about Texas A&I?
I mean, seriously.
Agriculture and...
investment?
I doubt investment. It became A&M Kingsville, right?
You got me.
Isn't that what Texas A&I...
Literally, all I know is that Daryl Green went there.
Same, except for this story.
Okay.
So, maybe you'll be interested, as you often are,
mm-hmm.
when
Oh, it's engineering.
No.
I?
Dave.
That's not how you spell that form.
You pick them bad.
Stop it. Esther Pena. Have you ever heard of the lovely and talented Esther Pena?
I have not.
No. Well, in this story, she's 21.
Nice.
Today, if she's still with us, she's 71.
Mm-hmm.
That's how math works.
Yuck.
But 50 years ago this week, she was in the newspaper, and I would like to read for you the entire story.
Okay.
It won't take long.
All right. Did you find this while... doing cowboy stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
Sports.
And I think any one of us who was reading the paper from 50 years ago this week would have stopped if they would have seen the following headline. No bouncing without a bra. Dateline Kingsville.
Go on.
Because Esther Pena, 21, refuses to wear a brassiere, officials say she can no longer play on the Texas A&I volleyball team. A three-year veteran and former captain of the team, she said the difficulty arose after she made complaints against the A&I women's athletic director, Betty Brewer, and a male coach, vowing she will not don a bra for competition. Ms. Pena said, quote, "Why should I? I'm just not that big. I'm very firm," end quote. The dispute came to a head October 22nd when Mrs. Brewer directed Miss Pena to put on a brassiere or get off the volleyball team. Mrs. Brewer said, quote, "Esther always used a bra in past seasons," end quote. Retorted Miss Pena, quote, "She's lying. I've never worn a bra in competition. They know that," end quote. During her sophomore year, Miss Pena was named the school's Outstanding Athlete of the Year, and Mrs. Brewer rated her probably the best woman athlete ever to compete at Texas A&I.
Wow.
Miss Pena asserted, quote, "This whole thing was designed to keep me quiet. I'm not a women's libber."
That's what I was going to say. This is all about women's lib, which was 1975.
"I'm just myself."
She wasn't burning bras. She just didn't want to wear one.
So that is what my kid is going to read over the breakfast table. And Corby, I now ask you, what am I supposed to tell my kid about Esther Pena?
Well, I'm happy that you asked that because it didn't take long to find Esther.
A picture now?
No, Dave, a picture then. There she was back in 1975 holding her volleyball.
That's a dude.
Well, that is not the most flattering thing you've ever said, Dave.
It's not a dude. Her hair is, you see, her hair's longer. It's not, maybe you're not seeing the whole picture.
Uh-huh.
That's not the best picture.
No. When she said, "I'm small but firm," that's not what I pictured.
What were you picturing? What hot bikini model were you picturing?
I was picturing like a server at Ojos Locos.
Wow, it looks like on eBay you can...
Yes, you can bid on her photo.
Bid on a photo. I wonder if...
Buy now.
I wonder if Esther Pena is still with us.
She looks like Uncle Baby Billy a little bit.
There is a Walter Goggins type appearance there.
It's the teeth.
I'm glad that the reason why she didn't want to wear one is because she didn't really need one.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thought of a chesty girl playing volleyball without any support whatsoever.
You couldn't handle that.
No. Well, not only I couldn't handle it, but the punishment on those chesticles.
Why is Dave always going to UTA volleyball games?
Like when they would do the jump serve.
Yeah.
You know, then their boobs would just like wrap around their neck.
She's got some floppers.
Wrap around their neck.
Like a scarf.
He doesn't understand anything about human anatomy.
He's so confused all the time.
100% convinced. Well, shout out to Esther Pena.
Yeah.
What a trailblazer.
Think she listens to the show?
Did they kick her off permanently? Do we know?
I guess I have to keep an eye on the newspapers to see how this sorts itself out. But it looks like Mrs. Brewer, the A&I athletics director, took a real hard stance against this sort of thing. No doubt upset with all the women's libbers kicking around the volleyball program.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we had an Aggie weigh in on Twitter that Texas A&I stands for agriculture and industrial.
What? Agriculture and industrial.
And A&M is agriculture and mechanical.
So I guess that's more engineering, whereas industrial is probably like AC repair.
And that where
explains her man hands.
Really? Where,
okay.
I don't know.
Again.
Isn't industrial engineering a thing?
Sure.
That would combine the two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ham, this photo does not do her hands any service.
Let's see.
They look large and hairy.
Well, I mean, she was being talked about as the greatest athlete in school history. Female athlete. Daryl Green, of course.
Yeah.
Could probably.
I want to see a genetic test on this woman.
No, let her be. She's probably
a
wonderful woman.
Shout out to both Esther Pena and Betty Brewer. And I am interested in how this all got sorted out.
Me too.
So we'll watch this space for further updates on what's going on with the A&I bra controversy of 1975.
And if you know how to talk about
your voice.
It was bubble voice.
Did you see that on a Scott Baio?
If you know how you're going to talk to your children about this, then call the helpline and tell us.
Yeah. Yeah. How would you address this with your kids is probably a great helpline topic.